Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is Tuesday morning, obviously. That's why we're here. It's Bryce.
And Tanner.
And this is the Bean Teacher Crime Show. So, yeah. How was your weekend, Tanner?
It was okay.
Yeah.
I finally got to get a coat.
Yay.
And it's green.
It's cute.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
What'd you do?
Let's see. Saturday. What did I do Saturday? Oh, I went and finished some Secret Santa shopping. And went to work afterwards. And then Sunday I worked. And then came to school on Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm back into a poll, too, this weekend. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Stop. That's, like, it's so embarrassing to say. But, I mean, it happened. So, whatever. Yeah. So, anything else you would like to add to that?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. Okay. It's about time for winter break, I know that.
Oh, I'm so excited. Whoa.
Whoa. I have been waiting
so long. It doesn't even feel like Christmas.
No. Like, it's literally almost 50 degrees outside.
Yeah, no.
That's insane. But...
I walked out this morning with my coat on, and I was like...
I don't even need my coat.
It doesn't... It's not even cold. Like, right. What? Because yesterday I saw it, and it was supposed to be, like, 22 this mm-hmm. morning. It was, like, almost 40.
Yeah. I think it's supposed to even get hotter out. Yeah. Like, warmer. Not hotter. But, yeah. So... But Ben Davis Theater Department is... featuring A Christmas Carol this week, right?
I think so.
This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 at night, and then last show on Sunday at 2 in the afternoon. So be sure to go check them out. Winter break's coming up, not this coming up week, but the following week.
It starts on the 21st, because... Yeah. Then it's the weekend, and then the 23rd is when it actually starts. Yeah.
And then it ends January the 6th. We also have girls basketball and boys basketball. Ben Davis at Southport for the girls today at 6:30. Mm-hmm. So join them for that. And then boys is Ben Davis at Franklin Central 7:30 on Friday. So join them for that. And yeah, so that's about all the school updates.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and we're going to feature a new segment of the show later in the show, so be looking forward to that. But without further ado, what are we doing today, Tanner?
We are reading Haunted Indiana Stories.
Yerp.
Yay.
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 Okay, so we're on our sixth county. Boone.
Oh, this is our 15th episode, guys.
Oh, yes.
This is like a big deal.
A milestone. And we should have an episode coming out to you next week, too, right? I would think so.
I think that's our last Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's our last show. For the semester, not for the year. Okay. But, Tanner, how about you read us some history?
Let's see. We're doing Boone County, right?
Boone County.
Okay, Boone County was created in 1830 from Hendricks and Marion mm-hmm. counties. It's located in central Indiana. And... Oh, the rest is just...
The first marriage record, 1832. Mm. The first birth, 1882. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no.
Okay, buddy. The county seat of the county is in Lebanon. A temporary building for some county offices experienced a fire in 1856, resulting in a loss of nearly all the records prior to that date in the recorder, which was, 1882. The treasurer and auditor's offices. That's crazy.
Yeah.
A fire. Call the fire department.
Fire is scary. So is water.
Yeah. Yeah. Still water.
All of the water. Did you hear what happened at that swim meet?
No, what happened?
Did I have a dislocated shoulder?
Oh, yeah, you told me about that. Okay, let's get started.
Okay.
302 East Church Street, located in Thorntown, Indiana. The Second Empire home haunted by resident spirits who push visitors downstairs.
Oh.
Huh. Locals see lights from uncovered windows, although there is no electricity connected to the home.
That's it.
Moi.
Oh.
1424 Park Drive, located in Lebanon, Indiana. Whoa. The ghost of a woman named Alexa haunts this home. It is believed she was murdered and buried in the sump pump well. She walks through the house in the basement as though she still lived there. The residual haunting seems to take place in the 1970s, judging from her clothes. She is described as a Latino, enjoys pets, especially cats. Two other spirits inhabit the house. Jacob, a young boy, sits in the bathroom and cries. Frank, a poltergeist who does not like the other two spirits, haunts the basement and throws things. Additionally, a dark presence of an older man haunts the backyard. He looks into the windows from time to time and dislikes a messy
word. That's like, there's multiple ghosts,
yeah,
and spirits in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have different feelings. That's crazy.
Yeah. Sorry, my throat is not helping today.
Word.
Woke up not feeling a little the best today.
Oh my gosh, everybody's getting sick.
I know. It's time for
That's not okay.
7629 Stonegate Lane, located in Zionsville, Indiana. The Carolina restaurant purchased an antique bar that is haunted by the spirit of a female bartender. She changes the channels on the TV and music. She also enjoys making the lights flicker. Abner Longley Park, located in Lebanon at 1601 Longley Drive. Abner Longley Park was named for the founder of Lebanon. Follow the trail into the woods. People into the occult have set up an altar of sorts. A negative presence permeates the woods. Dark, sinister shadow figures appear and follow visitors. One visitor was scratched across the face.
That's terrifying. And if you go to tell somebody, they're not going to believe you because they're like, right. So gray shadow figure followed you and scratched your face?
Right. The Boone County Courthouse, located in Lebanon, bounded by State Road 32, West Main Street, North Meridian Street, and West Washington Street. Public hangings were held here. People hear the ghost of several hanged victims screaming. Investigators see the corpses and ropes in midair, hear screaming, and feel a cold ghost of wind in the basement.
No.
Absolutely not. No.
No, thank you.
Brown's Wonder Cemetery, located in Elizaville, on Elizaville Road in 300 North. Since 1924, a 7-foot-tall man is seen between Elizaville and Lebanon. He is seen also in Brown's Wonder Cemetery. Legend says he's looking for something, but he can't find it. He has no issues with trying to take you back to wherever he stays. One evening, a visitor reported seeing the man, and before he could move, talk, or leave, the mysterious figure came towards him. That is all the visitor remembered until he woke up, laid out on a grave in the cemetery. Digital movie and photo cameras with fresh batteries go dead as well.
That's something that would happen in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Countryside Antiques, located at 4889 North US 52 in Thorntown, Indiana. A customer swears that she went into this location and saw a series of pictures of a family ranging from the parents in high school to their wedding and the arrival of their children. She said that she wanted to buy just a couple pictures, but was overwhelmed with sadness when she picked just the ones that she wanted, that she put them down and refused to buy those pictures. As she walked through the store, she was followed by one of the children in the picture, and the boy held her hand.
That's kind of cute.
The Holiday Drive Bridge, aka the Screaming Bridge. Ooh.
What?
We're not going to do that one.
Okay.
The intersection of US 421 and SR 32, located at Lebanon, Indiana. Several nuns died in a car accident. Investigators have seen their dark figures in a straight line moving from one side of the road to the others. One investigator was driving to the intersection when a truck in front of him slammed its brakes on. She didn't think she would be able to stop in the time. She saw the nuns walking between her car and the back of the truck. Her car immediately came to a dead stop.
That's terrifying.
The Oak Hill Cemetery, located in Lebanon, Indiana, off of East Main Street, south of East Washington Street. Okay, significant about this, Sylvia Likens, this is about her ghost.
Okay.
The ghost of Sylvia Likens can be seen here. Sylvia was brutally killed in Indianapolis while in care of the Beniszewski family.
Okay.
She was beaten and tortured for many months before her death. Sylvia walks through the cemetery and sometimes leaves it, walking towards Indianapolis. Some people speculate she's walking back for revenge, although many of her torturers are long since dead. Other people theorize she's walking home to her biological family. The Old Indiana Fun Park, located in Thorntown, Indiana, at the intersection of State Road 47 and 65, go west onto County Road North 350 West and Kent Road, also known as County Road 700 North. Emily Hunt was paralyzed from the chest down, and her grandmother, Nancy Jones, was killed after a train derailed at Old Indiana Fun Park. After a lengthy legal battle, the park closed. Today, it is a wildlife preserve. Investigators report a residual haunting of the events, with screams heard. In December of 2007, a hunter saw an older woman in white walking through the park. He watched her come closer to him, and as the hazy figure approached, she smiled and then disappeared.
That's scary.
The Old Lebanon High School, located in Lebanon, Indiana, at 327 North Lebanon Street. Visitors claimed to be trapped inside the building for several minutes to several hours at a time. Some people believe the building is conducive to time travel, as they have seen people in clothes and heard music from the other time periods. The Old Thorntown Graveyard, located in Thorntown, Indiana, Bevel Road between North Front Street and East Pearl Street. People have been punched, scratched, and touched in this cemetery. EVPs recorded document some unfriendly spirits asking people to leave, or else.
Or else. Punched is crazy. Imagine being punched by a ghost.
Boom! Withham Hospital in Lebanon, Indiana. The hospital is at 2605 North Lebanon Street. The old nurse's school is at 1122 North Lebanon Street on the west side of the road. Conceived in 1915, Withham Hospital has been providing health care to the community for over 100 years. Staff and visitors report the ghost of patient and former employees roaming the halls, and in the old nurse's building, phantom nurses are seen often. Additionally, lights are said to turn off and on regularly with no explanation necessary. Wow. Okay. Recap on the county. What do we think?
A lot more physical ghosts in this one, because the ghost over here, why are they hitting and punching people? Right.
Like, girl.
Like, that's a little concerning. Guess I won't be visiting Boone County. Like, no thank you. What do you think?
It was one of the more interesting ones, I would say. Not a lot of bridges, not a lot of cemeteries.
Yeah. For the first time, not a lot of bridges and not a lot of bodies of water.
Yeah.
Which I like, because I feel like all the other ones, they had a lot of those.
So, Tanner, what's happening in Brown County?
In Brown County?
Yeah.
Brown County was created in 1836 from Bartholomew, Jackson, and Monroe counties. It is located also in the south. Wait, no. That was located. Okay, never mind. It was located in south central Indiana, and the county seat is Nashville. Ooh. Wait. The county courthouse also experienced a fire in 1873, which resulted in a loss of all records except from certain files from the clerk's office. So both. Wow.
Two counties in a row.
Yeah, both suffered a fire, which is kind of crazy. The early marriage records were 1836 to 1859.
Wow.
Let's see.
Birth was 1882 as well.
Where do you see that at?
Vital records. The will records, 1845.
Will.
They were making wills back then still? Oh, that's crazy. Okay, let's get started. Podunk, a.k.a. Brown County State Park, located in Nashville, Indiana. Ooh, my mic is too high. It's not even my mic, it's my headphones. It might be my mic. Is that? Okay, no. It's my headphones. That's what that was. Located in Nashville, Indiana, Brown County State Park off Bond Cemetery Road. A baby crawls on the road and sometimes it laughs and cries. Emotional outbursts, physical touches, pushing and scratching, plague visitors. One version of the stories at this location includes a phantom truck that will follow you. Many people have reportedly seen this truck and lights that appear and disappear just as quickly. Visitors have taken photos of strange mist and half apparitions. One investigator claims to have taken a picture of a satire.
What? So, like, there. Okay.
Right. The Story Inn, located in Nashville, Indiana. Also, this is the only, these are the only two for this county.
Okay.
Located at 6404 South State Road 135. The Story Inn used to be a general store in what was once Storyville. Dr. George Story established this small town in 1851. The original structure burned down in 1915 and was rebuilt. Today, Story Inn is a restaurant, as well as 4 bed and breakfast units. It is also comprised of 10 other little cottages. Several paranormal events occur regularly at this location, and many ghost hunters spend the night at the inn. In the Blue Lady room, one can summon the spirit by turning on a blue light next to the bed. She primps at the dresser, she interacts with the guest, and has clawed one man in the shower. The Blue Lady also whispers to guests and hypnotizes them with her lovely blue eyes. Other occurrences include objects moving, such as coffee pots and candles. Pictures slide off the walls and tables and shelves. Smells of baby powder and cherry tobacco fill the air. Visitors hear chatting and footsteps upstairs when no one is around. Guests experience severe temperature drops. Wine was thrown in the owner's face. A spectral man in brown has been seen in the kitchen. People are regularly pinched and poked. The staff hears whispers throughout the inn. Visitors and investigators report orbs, and a picture captured a transparent woman looking out of the window.
How cute.
Imagine going to like a bed and breakfast.
Yep.
Yeah. And be like, wow, I smell cherry tobacco and it's 8 in the morning.
I feel like that would smell good though. Yeah. I don't know why, but yeah. Cherry and Tabasco, like, Tabasco? Tobacco, not Tabasco sauce, but...
Maybe Tabasco.
Maybe. Did they have hot sauce back then?
Let me look that up.
Please, because I need to know. Did they have hot sauce? In 18...
When did hot sauce...
I feel like they would because...
1807.
Dang.
Tabasco started in 1868. That was crazy.
Okay, so yeah, because I feel like they would because they would have something spicy. So, like, they could use, like, jalapenos because that's a plant or any other
kind. Also, if you're just tuning in, this is Bryce.
And Tanner.
On WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, your station for...
Variety.
And we just wrapped up our conversation about haunted Boone County and Brown County, and we're about to get onto the new segment of our show. This is a segment I'm going to start calling conspiracy, not conspiracy talk.
Yeah, conspiracy talk. T-O-K.
Or conspiracy talk.
T-A-L-K.
Talk.
Yep.
It's one of those. So this is going to be where we pick a conspiracy theory each week and we talk about it. This week's conspiracy theory kind of relates to Indiana in a way because he's from Indiana. Here goes the conspiracy. We have like 8 minutes to discuss this.
Okay.
Is Michael Jackson still alive? Yes. Prove me wrong.
I don't think he's still alive, but I do understand that there's a lot of things that could prove he's still alive. Because one, they didn't have an open casket,
right.
But that could have been out of respect.
Yeah, but, like, if I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. It's just crazy to me.
And, like, people always, like, say something is... He could have got, like, something to change his face so he's not exactly the same. But, like, be so for real. Who's going to do that? You never know. Why would he still want to be alive? He was, like, bullied and all that kinds of stuff because of the way he looked.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love for him to still be alive because I love his music, but I don't think he would want to be alive, to be honest with you. They do not look the same.
I mean, kind of.
Girl.
But, like...
What?
I don't know. I just feel like he's still here.
Like, in your hearts. In your musical hearts. He's still there. But I don't think he's alive. It could be controversial, but... Oh, well. Why do you think he's alive? What things are giving you ideas that he's still alive?
A funeral.
Okay.
The thing where there's another guy that looks exactly like him.
The one on TikTok?
Maybe. But I think he really looks like him. Like, if you look at him, he really does.
The dude you just showed me?
No.
There's another one. I was gonna say, he does not look like Michael Jackson, guys.
Also, like, what happened with the, do you remember the ambulance thing?
No.
Let's see. His final photo of Michael Jackson was the ambulance.
Mm-hmm.
But people think he jumped out of the ambulance.
Jumped out of the ambulance.
Yes, like they like
while it was driving.
Yes.
So if he jumped out of the ambulance, while it was moving, you would notice that a body rolled onto the gravel, or what is the road made of? Concrete, whatever the ground. Okay.
Asphalt.
Oh, asphalt. You would notice because he wouldn't just jump out while it's moving. He would roll. So unless people saw him, then no. That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. There's just so many things about it that are just like, I don't know. It's just, it's very interesting to see.
Yeah.
For sure.
Ooh, but, wait. I'm going to love this new segment. I love conspiracy theories.
Heck. Now we have, I guess we have time for another one.
Oh, yeah.
This one I was just talking to my mom about.
Okay.
Was Princess Diana's murder an accident?
No. That was not an accident.
It was not an accident.
That man killed her.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. And then got with that other lady. I don't remember her name, but I hate Camilla? That lady. Yes, I hate her. Diana was such a good person, man.
I remember that show. It's called The Prince on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. Bruh. Like,
what's it about?
It's about the royal family, but it's like, think of the royal family, but mixed with Family Guy and The Simpsons.
Oh, that, it's, I know it's that's too funny. I know that's funny.
They only have like a season, and it's like, no, I think it's two seasons now. No, it might just still be one. But that's just like 30.
Bro, that was crazy.
The episodes are like 30 minutes, and there's like, I think 12 or 13.
30 minutes for 12
30 episodes? 30 minutes!
You know, yeah, 30 minutes. Yes, 30. But I think that man killed her, and he does not want to own up to it, and him and his new wife are horrible, horrible people. And I think they deserve to not be part of the royal family anymore.
Yeah, and not especially not be the king of England.
Exactly.
Or prince or king? King?
I don't know. What is his name?
Let's see.
We're going to just search up Prince.
Charles III.
Charles.
I don't know. That just seemed very like.
Ouch. Oh, Charles III is king of the. King of the United Kingdom and the 14 other Commonwealth realms.
Mm-hmm.
But reigning since 8th September 2022.
Did you see that the owner of the car that Princess Diana died in wants the vehicle back?
Wants it back?
Why would you want this back?
Why would you want that back? It's like a really messed up car. I'm confused. Right. Unless they want to conduct their own search.
Huh.
Because, okay, so how do you think he did it?
I don't know.
How do you think he messed with the car? Because I think he messed with the car.
Yeah. I think something like,
Wait, was she being driven or yes. was she driving?
She was being drove.
Okay, so did they die as well?
Let me look it up.
Okay, dokie. Oh my gosh. We have got to stop.
Her partner, Dodie Fade, and the driver, Henry Paul. So, let's see. Princess Diana was in the back seat. There was another person in the car. It looks like there was four people in the car.
Four?
Okay. Also...
Also,
the driver was found to be intoxicated at the time of the accident.
Intoxicated is crazy. Yeah. With Princess Diana in the car. With her in the car.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild.
It's just insane.
Okay, so maybe Charles told him. Was it a he or she?
The driver?
Yeah.
It was a he.
Maybe he told him. Charles told him to, like, get drunk or something. I don't know.
It's just very, very odd.
It is really weird.
It's not something you would see on a normal occasion.
Was there a full investigation on it? Or did they just not do much?
I don't really think there was a full investigation. Because, like, what were Diana's last words? My God, what happened? What? Okay. My God, what's happened? I hope you guys did not hear that.
Yeah, I hope so.
Was Dodie Fade in love with Diana? Diana and Dodie had a brief love affair.
Who's Dodie?
Dodie was the person that she was with. That was her, her partner at the time.
Okay.
Because I think that, like, her and... Yeah.
I don't know, but I wish there was more of an investigation.
But I really, like, the thing that really I enjoyed about the, it wasn't like I really didn't want to enjoy about the whole thing, but was that Queen Elizabeth, even though Diana and Charles were, like, split up at the time or whatever. Mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth still came to the funeral because she still had that piece of sympathy, empathy, yeah, and love for her.
Which is really nice because
obviously Charles still didn't.
No, at all. But, yeah. It makes me mad.
So, yeah. So, we're looking forward to that. Forward to that on the upcoming episodes. What did you just say? No clue. But look up.
Oh, girl, are you okay?
Look forward to that coming up.
Yes.
Challenge today for music. Tanner's got
Bruno Mars.
And I've got Miss Whitney Houston.
Okay, so okay.
Let's get her done.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I got one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
I won.
He knew what I was going to do because normally he always does scissors first.
So, Whitney Houston.
Please don't put on no Christmas music. Do you even have Christmas music? I don't know, man. I don't listen to Whitney Houston. Charles III looks very British. Did you know? Hold on. British people look very British. Like, you can tell they're British. Does that mean to say?
Kind of.
Sorry. But, like, you look British. You cannot
tell. I look British?
No. Like, any British people listening right now, you look British. You cannot tell me he does not look British.
He does.
Like, you can distinctly tell. Does not look like American that speaks English. Nope, he does speak English. What is going on? Anyways, what is your song?
Oh, sorry, y'all.
Why would you do that?
I know, right? My song is I Want to Dance with Somebody by Miss Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to end it here today. And, yeah, so.
Yay. Peace out, guys.
Yeah, peace out. And we'll see you next week. And it's a Moe's Chrysler. Christmas.
Have a good Tuesday, guys.
Yes. Enjoy it. Listen to some music. And always, if you're ever finding yourself missing our episodes, join us at Audio Boom. All the episodes are uploaded there.
Yep.
So, see y'all next week. Well, not see you. Hear from you next week.
Bye.
Bye.